We're continuing the shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Ches. V'zeh Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal says everything we've been learning till now is all, he's going to tie it all in now to Rosh Hashanah. Ki zeh hayoyim tchilas masecha. We say in the Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah that this day is the day of the beginning of your creation, referring to the most important creation, Ki Rosh Hashanah Nivra HaAdam, because man was created on Rosh Hashanah. Adam HaRishon, Shehu Iker Briyas HaOlam, he was the main creation of Hashem's world that Hashem created. V'oz Iker Yitzias HaBriya Mikoyach HaLapoyel, Shenigma Rabbeim HaShishi. And that's when the creation really went from thought into completion, to complete action, which was on the sixth day of creation. She'oz nivra hodom shehu ikar kol abriya. That's when man was created, who is the main person in the whole creation. V'alkein oz ikar avoidas hatzadikei emes lehi kolel achar abriya b'koydum abriya. And it's for this reason that on Rosh Hashanah is the most important day of the year, when tzaddikim are able to connect and attach the creation to what was before creation. Sheze avoida gedoyla ma'oid. This is a very high level task. Lesaken ulahamtik shoyresh achiza sadin, in order to correct and sweeten the source, the root of all din. We said that all din actually began from creation. That was when Hashem had to make the first tzimtzum. Hashem constricted himself. He had to remove himself. He had to remove light from a certain area in order to make room for creation. So that's the first tzimtzum, the first aspect of darkness. Shemisho mishtal shel achizas hasheker, shehu ara, shehu atuma. And we learned earlier that that's where the whole concept of Sheker, evil, tuma, all began from. When there was only Hashem, there was only good. As soon as Hashem went ahead with creation, there was Hashem and the Bria. That's when there became a potential for Sheker, Ra, tuma, all kinds of things. Shekol achizosoi betchilas habria, whereby the whole source from which Tuma and Ra draw from is from the beginning of creation. Tekev kisheyotza mikoyach alapoyal. As soon as the creation came forth from Hashem's thought into being. She'afal pi she'oz adayin lo yehoye chas v'shom sheker v'tuma. Meaning that even though as soon as Hashem created the world, there was not any sheker yet or any tuma, but still, once there were two, there was a place from which sheker could evolve. When there's only one, the one is all good. Kaviyochel Hashem is all good. But the minute Kaviyochel Hashem makes something besides himself, even though Hashem is in that item also, but still now there's two, when there's two, there's a concept of good and bad, emes and sheker. Alkein, Iker Gmar Hatikun Shel Kol Advorim Shebechol Abriya Kula Hu Rak Al Yidei Elu Hatzadikim Sheyesh Lam Koyach Lalois Mishom Ad Tchilas Habriya. Therefore, the completion of the tikkun of everything in creation is only through those tzaddikim who have the ability to rise up from within the creation. They're part of the creation. They have the ability to rise up, to reach up to the level of holiness which was in existence at the beginning of creation. Ad tchila sabriya. Shemishom nishtal shel achizas hasheker v'kanal. That's where sheker first began to evolve from. Ki kol zman she'ein mesaknin lemalo, hu achizo hadako min hadako, she'eino nispashet es bamoyach klal. Because so long as a person has not fixed upstairs on the top floor, where there is that drop of a drop of a potential for sheker, shemishom nechaz hishtalshulus hasheker, afal pi shemisaknin harbe lamato esachizas hasheker, even if the person does a lot of fixing down below of sheker, adayin ein hatikun b'shleimus. The tikun is not complete. Me'achar shadayin lo nistakin v'nimtak b'shoyresh shoroshoy lamalo lamalo. Since you weren't able to fix, to correct what needed to be corrected, above, in the highest place, at its source, from when it first started, from when the creation first started. This is the incredible high level of Avodas Hashem that the greatest of tzaddikim are involved in on Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yoim Briyas Olam, which is the day of creation, when man was first created, Sheyotzo HaBriya Mikoyach HaLapoel, when the creation was completed, was finalized. That's when we have to try to correct the source of where the sitra achra, the sheker, originated from. Whereby the source of sheker is from the beginning of creation, the moment that the creation came forth from Hashem's mind, mikoyach el apoyel, into being, into physical existence, that's when the possibility of sheker first began. And we see shortly afterwards, when Chava was created, there was a nachash, and there was a Chava, and then all kinds of terrible things happened. V'alkein hu yoim rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the 10 days of tshuva. Kimishom ikar hisoyrus hatshuva, because it's from there that begins the main inspiration for tshuva, the main activation of tshuva, al yidei gdoilei hatzadikim, through the greatest of the tzadikim, shemegalin umeirin amitas hoemes boilam, who are the ones who reveal and bring forth the essence of truth into the world. Their mission is to broadcast truth to the world. Umevatlin shoyresh achizas hasheker betchilas habriya, and they eliminate the source of where sheker originated from, which was in the beginning of creation. Shehu avoida gedoyla ma'oid. This is a very high level of avoidas Hashem. Shebozeh oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah shu'tchilas habriya. This is what the great tzaddikim are involved in on Rosh Hashanah, which is when the creation. When the beginning of creation of man, v'alkein hu tchilas hatshuva kanal, and that's why that day is considered the beginning of tshuva, ki ikar hatshuva hu bebechina zois, because Rav Nosson Zal explains this is what tshuva is all about, really, lahachzir ulahorim kefi chelkoi sheyesh loy beklolius habriya lahorim hakoil ulahoshiv l'sheiroshoy harishoyim. To elevate everything, to return everything, and elevate it, each and every person according to where he fits into the creation, whatever is dependent on him, to be able to elevate it and plug it into before creation. To connect everything which came after creation with what was before creation. Shezehu ikar bechinas tshuva. This is the real essence of tshuva, lehoshiv hakoil l'sharoshei harishayim, to return everything to its original roots, to its original source. Tshuva, a baal tshuva, is a person who went away. He left his original source, his original roots, and went to all kinds of other places, and now he's trying to get back to his roots, to where he came from. Bebechinas zarko, Dizdarikas lasar disnatilas mitamon, kemuva kemoishemuvur bamokamachar, ainli kutimaran chelikalov, simen lamed ches, simen lamed hey, and in the Tikune Zoya, Tikun Chofalev, page Samach Dalit. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains that you have one of the musical notes in the Torah, which is called Zarka, which is like the letter S on its side, which means it starts at a certain point, it goes down, it comes up, it goes higher than its original point, then curves around, comes back down to where to end off on the same line where it started out from. And the Tikkun Ezor explains that that Zarka represents tshuva, because the word Zarka means lizrok, to throw, where an item got thrown off course, and now it's being thrown back, it's being returned to its original, to where it originally came from. That's what the tshuva process is all about. And Rav Nosson Zal explains here that this is what the great tzaddikim are involved in on Rosh Hashanah. Before creation, there was only Hashem. It was kulay toiv, oneness, goodness. Once Hashem went ahead and created, we learned in the previous pages very clearly, very elaborately, that once there was a creation, once there was no longer one, the minute you deviate from one, you move away from one, you have more than one, that's when there's a potential for good and bad, right and wrong, light and darkness, all kinds of things. And we see that afterwards, even though the potential was there, it didn't really happen until Hashem went ahead and created man. And then even by man, as long as there was one man, no trouble yet. The minute there were two, Adam and Chava, when there was two, the snake had his pick. He was able to choose who's my best customer. And he went after Chava, Noshim Daitan Kalas, and through Chava, through by bank shot, he was able to get at Adam Rishon. This is all we learned in the previous pages. So we see that the whole that Sheker, the Soton, the Yetzirah, all of that only came into existence after creation, number one. And not only after creation, but as soon as we started moving into more than one person, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, in order to correct this, in order to really eliminate Sheker and Ra, you have to not just eliminate it where you're at. You have to be able to trace it back to its source. You have a plumbing problem in the house. The sink is this is leaking. A professional plumber comes in and my sink is leaking. He says, lady, you don't know. The sink is leaking is nothing. That's a joke. We have to trace this. I have to take a snake now and go all the way in and see where the problem is. There you could have a river. You could have the foundation of your house is coming apart. And you don't even realize it. You just know your sink is leaking. So the tzaddikim have to trace the problem back to its origin and correct it over there. And that's what that's the avodah that they're involved in on Rosh Hashanah. Because that's when the problem started. It was when man was created and the creation was completed. That's when all the things started moving. V'alkein tzrichin linsoya latzadikim hagvoyim beyoiser al Rosh Hashanah. And this is why it's so important for a person to travel, not just to travel to a tzaddik, that's not enough. To travel to the tzaddikim that are on the highest level. You need the top level tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. Ki ein mi sheyed alasvik betikin zeh, because the only tzaddikim who are qualified to deal with this kind of problem, to go back to the beginning of creation, are only the tzaddikim who are on the highest level. And even the greatest of tzaddikim are not zoichet to complete this while they're physically living. But rather, only after their passing. Just like we know, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parsha, these parshas, we started Chumash Devarim now, we just had parshas for Eschanan yesterday. These parshas, we're reading about Moshe Rabbeinu passing away. Why? This great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was helping Klal Yisrael, and he was taking them step by step, level to level, weathering all the storms and hurricanes, why did he have to die? And Rav Nosson Zal touches on this in a number of places in Likutei Halachos. Rabbeinu Zal hinted to this in Likutei Moran in a few places. One place where he spoke about what the tzaddik does during his lifetime. And he said, but sometimes the tzaddik has to pass away in order to really complete the process. And there Rabbeinu Zal said, but the greatest of tzaddikim is able to do this during his lifetime. And then when Rabbeinu Zal was about to pass away, his students asked him about this, but Rebbe, didn't you tell us that the greatest of tzaddikim can do it during his lifetime? He smiled like, and he said, that's up to a certain level. Up to a certain level. But for a tzaddik to really, really complete and finalize what he has to, usually it requires his passing away. And only then does he reach a new level, completely new level that he didn't have during his lifetime. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that during his lifetime, he achieved 49 levels, the 49th level. It was only after he passed away, he was buried on Har Nevo. And the Arizal says the word Nevo is Nun Bo. With his passing, there he plugged into the 50th level. I just saw this Shabbos. I was preparing a shir, and I saw in the Sefer Koich Ve'or, Rav Avraham Rav Nachman writes there, that Moshe Rabbeinu touched it during his lifetime when he went up on Har Sinai. When he went up on Har Sinai and when he went up to heaven for those 40 days, 40 nights, there he connected with the 50th level. However, it was temporary, because when the Jews worshipped the golden calf, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Raid. Lech means go, raid means go down. Hashem doesn't stutter. The word raid means to go down. Why does Hashem say lech? Lech means go, and raid is go down. Go down. The Arizal says Hashem said raid, go down from lech. Lamed Chof. Lamed Chof is 50. Go down from the 50th level. The only reason why I allowed you to go up to the 50th level was for the benefit of the Jews. If they fall, if they go down, you go down too. I don't need you on the 50th level anymore. It's plenty good for you to be on the 49th. So he touched it for a certain period of time, but he didn't really have it in any permanent way until he passed away. Then he connected permanently and solidly. So that from then till now, Moshe Rabbeinu on the 50th level is operating on finishing all the jobs that he has to do. Together with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, we just had Shabbos Nachmu. And the Mefarshim bring that Shabbos Nachmu is Shin Nun, is Rosh Teva, is Shimon Nachman, referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and Rabbeinu Zal. These are the two tzaddikim after Moshe Rabbeinu, who are very much connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal passed away on Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer every year comes out on the same day of the week as Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Because these two tzaddikim are very connected. And the words Lag BaOmer are Bigimatria Moshe. Lag BaOmer to show that these two are one, these two tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Zal passed away on Chai Tishrei, which also comes out every single year on the Ushpiza of Moshe Rabbeinu, the fourth day of Sukkot, which is the Ushpiza of Moshe Rabbeinu, and also comes out on the same day of the year, same day of the week, as Lag BaOmer, as Zayin Adar. These tzaddikim, these greatest of tzaddikim, who are in a position to be Oisik in this type of tikkun that we're talking about here. Vafilu gdoilei tzaddikim einam zoichon lazeh b'shleimus b'chayehem. Even the greatest of tzaddikim are not zeichet to achieve this in the fullest sense while they're physically living, kiyim lachas talkusim, only after they pass away. The word lehistalek means to go up. When a tzaddik passes away, he goes up. He's not on the same level he was on when he was physically living. This is why the halacha, the gemara, and the halacha tell us that a Jew is supposed to try on Erev Rosh Hashanah to visit Kivrei Tzadikim. Ki ikar zatikin b'shleimus hu rak al yedei gedoilei hatzadikim achar histalkusam. Because this tikkun that we're talking about here, to go back to Tchilas Habriya, to make a tikkun for Sheker by going to the root of the problem, this tikkun is only accomplished by the greatest of tzadikim and only after their passing. Person would say, hold on a second, the Shulchan Aruch for the same money could have said, go visit great rabbis, go to Bnei Brak, go to Yerushalayim, go here. Everybody knows there's great rabbis all over the place. It doesn't say that. It says on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a Jew should go to Kivrei Tzadikim. That's all. Why? What's wrong with live ones? That's one of the problems people have with Breslau. They're always, dead rabbi. Who needs it? Stick to the live ones. Here's one of the examples where the Shulchan Aruch says that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're going into Rosh Hashanah, which is the most important day of the year. Make sure you plug into Kivrei Tzadikim. It's not enough that tzaddikim who are physically living. She'oz he'magiyim l'shleimus ma'alosam. It's when the tzaddik passes away that he gets to the completion of his level. L'hoshiv nishmosam l'amokim shenitl misham. To return their soul to the place that it was taken from originally. B'tchilas shoyresh sharosho hel elyon. The source of the original source of where their soul originated from. Shal yidei zeh meshivim kol habriyo hatluyo bohem l'sharosho. By the tzaddik's soul going up, 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 and plugging into the throne of Hashem and plugging into the high, high place that originated from, the tzaddik takes with him, he brings with him all the people and the whole world that's plugged into him. He elevates all of that also, the koilalim achar abriya bekoidem abriya, and plugs the creation into what was before creation, the throne of Hashem, etc. Umesaknin, umamtikin, umevatlin, achizas hasheker shenech Hashem. And he corrects, and he sweetens, and he eliminates the source from where the sheker draws from. Ki rak bishvil ze nivro ha'odom haba b'chira, because it's only for this reason that man who has free choice was created, which is shekol b'chirosoi nimsheches misham b'tchilas yitzias habriya mikoyach ha'poel, whereby we know that the whole concept of free choice of man originates from that moment when Hashem took the creation from thought into action, when Hashem made the creation into an entity, its own entity in a sense. As Rabbeinu Kanal b'Torah Nal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Nun Aleph, in Chelek Aleph in Likutei Moran. U'kishe'odom oimeid banisoyon. And when a Jew comes down to this world and he passes all the tests that he has to pass, u'boicher batoiv karoi, and he chooses, he makes the right choices, he chooses good, as he's supposed to, v'oile midarga ledarga, and the person advances in this world, going higher and higher from level to level, ad she'oile b'tchilas habriya, until he's able to go up, up, up to the beginning of creation. Umesaken shom, and he fixes, he repairs what needs to be fixed over there. Shelo yuchal hasheker leisaches mishom oid kanal, so that the sheker will no longer have the ability to have a hold there, to draw strength from there, to draw energy from there. Ze ikur tikun kol habriya. This is the main tikun of the entire creation. Veze hoyetzorich adam arishon lesaken bayom shanivra. This is really what Adam HaRishon was supposed to fix on that first day when he created. As soon as Hashem introduced Adam HaRishon into the world, he was supposed to bring the world to its completion, to its tikkun. If he would have done what he was supposed to do and not do what he wasn't supposed to do, everything would have been completed on that day. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal expound on this a lot. And as a result of the fact that Adam Rishon messed up and ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad, following the advice of the snake, shehu ikar hasheker, who is the essence, the real falsehood, shenechas misham, which draws from this Eitz Hadas toivora, v'Adam Rishon loy hisgaber levatloy, and Adam Rishon was not successful in being mevatel the snake, in being mevatel the Eitz Hadas, in staying away from there, but rather he got hooked. Ayidei zeh nigzar olav misa ledoiros. That's what resulted in the decree of death for generations, that all human beings who would come to the world would have to die. V'nesacheis hasheker ma'oid. And the sheker was given a very, very powerful connection, a very powerful hold. As a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that strengthened the position of the snake in this world in a very, very powerful way.